Join us for the next 5 minutes as we unearth and drive towards new developments in the Transport and Mining Ministry. On today's program, government signs mining agreements with New Day Aluminum Jamaica.
Your generosity knows no bounds. When we needed help, you were always around.
The support and the grants when you give we, it build road, our school and train we,
and now we're doing much better, yeah. Life is sweeter if it's true with the EU.
The government has signed new mining agreements with New Day Aluminum Jamaica Limited, expected to increase earnings for the country and secure hundreds of jobs. The agreement replaces the initial binding letter of intent signed between both parties in October 2016. Transport and Mining Minister Robert Montague says the government will be abandoning the bauxite levy in favor of a profit-sharing scheme where both partners will benefit from any financial recovery in the performance of the mining and refining operations.
We believe that this new arrangement will earn the country more in US dollars compared to the traditional levy system. Under the agreement, the government will earn 17.3% earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, or amortization, or US $1.50 per ton of dry bauxite shipped, depending on which is greater.
Minister Montague also says under the agreements, steps have been taken to ensure that the cockpit country will not be negatively affected by mining activities.
The operations will proceed in order to ensure that the natural environment is properly managed for sustainability. We have therefore taken steps to guarantee that this cockpit country is protected, even as we seek to exploit its natural resources to the benefit of our economy.
Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Dr. Nigel Clark, says the mining sector grew by 30% in the quarter ending June 2018, adding that continued growth is expected with the signing of the new agreements.
From a Ministry of Finance perspective, obviously we're quite excited and pleased, but more so from the perspective of the government of Jamaica, the jobs that will be secured by this, both at the level of the plant itself, but downstream in the communities and the lives that will be enhanced.
Chief Strategy Officer at New Day Aluminum Limited, Thomas Robb, says the company has undertaken to repay more than $18 million in debt left behind by its predecessor, and to date, over $6 million of the amount has been paid. He says the balance is intended to be paid off by April 2022, nearly 3 years ahead of the initial agreed schedule.
I'm proud to report that in total, and inclusive of the minimum levy, asset usage fees, and royalties for bauxite mined through July of 2018, New Day has already paid over US $26 million on account of its bauxite mining relationship with the government, and has already spent over $13 million US in its investment program, which is nearly 15% ahead of our commitment and exceeds the run rate of the $31 million U.S. committed previously. Taken together, these amounts total approximately $40 million U.S. of total contributions that New Day has made since inception of this relationship.
New Day Aluminum Jamaica Limited is an affiliate of Dada Holdings LLC, which acquired Noranda's stake in St. Anne Bauxite Limited in 2016 for $24.4 million U.S. The Jamaican government has partial ownership in the company, which has the capacity to produce up to 5.2 million metric tons of premium grade bauxite annually. That's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. To get more information on the plans and activities of the Ministry of Transport and Mining, you may contact 876-754-19001 or visit their website at mtw.gov.jm.
How do you define respect?
Treating someone the way you would want to be treated.
When we can listen to each other, appreciate each other's differences.
Take into consideration the views, the nuanced views of each person, recognizing that everybody has a fundamental right to freedom of speech, to freedom of expression, and that you recognize that violation and impunity are totally out.
By way of how you value another person.
I'm honoring the people that are around and not doing whatever you want to.
Whatever your version of respect is, show it respect.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.